more than 22,000 broken digital water meters, and both the city and county inaccurately calculate how much water customers use. Many produce readings that say customers have used zero water.
What that means is people are getting bills that have the minimum charge. So they don't even realize that they're at zero read. They just think they don't pay a lot of water. And the result is that 5% of all meters costing the city and county over $1 million in inaccurate tracking and billing.
That's Inspector Isabel Mercedes Cumming of Baltimore City. The broken meters have other ramifications, too. The county's annual usage of water is used to calculate how much the county owes the city. And the meter's false readings mean that annual reimbursement from the county is too low. The report also found significant problems with the system the jurisdictions use to investigate faulty meter readings. The county asked the city to establish a ticket system to sort through issues like faulty meters or inaccurate billings. There's been 12,000 tickets created in that system since 2017, but the city hasn't opened most of them. The report also points to $130 million worth of contracts to improve the water system awarded over the last decade. Despite those contracts, major deficiencies persist in the system, made worse by a lack of communication between the jurisdictions. Take one $420,000 contract the county awarded a company called Baker Tilly. The company conducted an analysis of the system and provided 75 pages worth of suggestions for improvement. The county then sent that report along to the city, but then DPW Director Rudy Chow never responded. Here's Baltimore County IG Kelly Madigan.
Our investigation found that increased communication between our two jurisdictions is essential for success.
Cummings and Madigan's report is hardly the first to detail chaos at the city's Department of Public Works. Last year, a report found that the agency had not billed the Ritz-Carlton residences in the Inner Harbor for water since 2007, chalking up to $2.3 million worth of uncollected revenue. Meanwhile, the agency overcharged thousands of other customers by a total of at least $9 million, according to a 2012 city audit. Mayor Brandon Scott and County Executive Johnny Olszewski Jr. appeared at a news conference alongside the two inspector generals this morning. Scott also stresses the need for increased collaboration.
This is a top priority for us. And like many other challenges we face in city government, modernizing our outdated systems will not happen overnight, but are possible with partnership and, in this case, with regional collaboration.
Olszewski says it's time for the county and city to work more closely together.
Last week, we saw how governments living this philosophy can improve the quality of lives for all of our residents. When our snowplow teams worked together for the first time to clear roads that cross borders, rather than simply stopping at the line and turning around. The approach to our shared water system and its long-standing challenges should be no different.
Scott and Olszewski both say they are looking at all options for greater collaboration between them, and neither ruled out creating a regional water authority. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.